ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha-ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Vav. The first half of Daf Vav Amud Aleph discusses the halacha of a dayan which makes a tos. Dones adin v'zika sachai v'chiyav es hazakai. We spoke about that in the shiur of Sanhedrin Daf Hei, Chelek Aleph. Shimu Uschi Nafshechem, you can listen to that shiur to hear an arichas on this inyan. We're going to start Be'ezus Hashem from the inyan of Pshara. The Gemara brings down a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether Pshara, or as the Tanaim call it, Bitsua, requires Shloisha Dayanim, or Pshara is Biyachid. And the Gemara explains that the Manda Amar that holds that Pshara needs Shloisha Dayanim, it's because Makshinon Pshara Ladin. There's a hekesh from Pshara to regular Din Torah. Now we have to be makdim, this Inyan of Pshara. What exactly is the Oimik of the Inyan of Pshara? Al Pi Pashtus, from a simple point of view, Pshara means to say that Be'emes, there is no Mishpat taking place Bechlal. Rather than going l'mishpat, where one party is going to win and the other party is going to lose, the two parties agree to make a pshara, to compromise with each other, and to only pay partially or to meet a middle of the way. The function of the dayanim in the pshara, al pi pashtus, is just as negotiators between the two sides to be able to work out a deal between them. But a mishpat, a din, pashtus, this is not a mishpat or a din bechlal. However, there are kama v'kama rayas mitoich the sugya that show us not like this. First of all, the etzem musig of makshinam pshar ladin is something that's sarach bir. How can we say that just like din requires shleisha dayanim, pshara also requires shleisha dayanim? There's no comparison between them bachlal. Din is a din. Din is a mishpat which requires dayanim, whereas pshara is just a business deal. In order to negotiate, do you need shleisha dayanim? Avada, anybody can negotiate. As long as the two Balei Dvarim are maskim to whoever is making the pshara, that should be enough. The etzem fact that it's possible to have a hekesh pshara ladin, that pshara also has to have shleisha, that itself is meira, that pshara is much more than just a negotiation and a deal between the two parties. What's be'emes the pshat? So the Gemara later, on the Vav Amud Beis, says like this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Aymer, mitzvah levtzaya, it's a mitzvah for a dayan to make a pshara. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk in Zechariah, emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. You're supposed to be shayfet a mishpat shalom. Frank the Gemara, v'alai b'makim she'esh mishpat ein shalom, u'v'makim she'esh shalom ein mishpat. The terminology mishpat shalom, a mishpat of shalom, is a stira m'nei obey. If we're looking for mishpat, that not necessarily is going to bring shalom, and if you're looking to make shalom between the two parties, that's usually not achieved through mishpat. So how can we have this musa called mishpat shalom? Elo ezu mishpat sheyesh by shalom, havi oimer zebitzua. Making a pshara, that is a mishpat of shalom. So you see from here that be'emes there are two kinds of mishpatim. There's a mishpat din, a mishpat which is the pure unadulterated din, the halacha according to rayas and birurim. And then there's mishpat shalom. There's a mishpat of shalom, which is derech pshara. When a dayan goes ahead and he hears both tzadim and he compromises between them, that's also a sug of mishpat. Instead of being the pure mishpat of din, it's a mishpat shalom. And the function of the dayan is not just as a hechatimtze to negotiate between the two and to come to some kind of agreement where they're not actually going to mishpat. Rather, the function of the dayan is to make a proper pshara, which that pshara is also going to have a chashivas of a mishpat. It's not the classic mishpat din, but it's the mishpat of mishpat shalom. Another raya to this, we can find in the Gemara later, daf lamed beis amud beis. The Gemara darshan's the lashon of the pasuk, tzedek tzedek tirdoif. What's the double lashon tzedek? Zok the Gemara, echad l'din ve'echad l'pshara. Just like din has to be done with tzedek, so too, pshara, there's a mitzvah in the parasha of Dayanim and Mishpatim that a pshara has to be done bitzedek. If we were discussing just a business person who's negotiating between two parties, his inyan of doing it properly would be under the halacha of a noas mamon or gezel. It wouldn't have a halacha of tzedek. The fact that it's included in the directive of tzedek is a raya that this is also a sug of mishpat. And it's under the general halacha of tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, echad ledin, ve'echad lipshara. And this is further mashma in the lashon of the Torah. The Torah in Simei Yud Beis quotes this halacha that's of the Gemara, and it says it like this. Kashem shem muzar shaloi lahata is din, just like kashem that the Torah is mazar a day and not to be mate a din, kach muzar shaloi yehe noita bipshara le'echad yaisa mechaveri. So too a dayan is muzar a day a Torah, that when he makes a pshara, he shouldn't be noita and make an unfair mishpat shalom towards one of the parties instead of the other party. Again, we see kashem that this is also a musig of mishpat. Another nafkamina can be, what happens if a dayan who's supposed to be making a pshara takes shechad? Is he over on the isra of lesikach shechad? So the Imrei Bina in Hilchas Dayanim at the end of Siman Tazayin, and also the Minchas Chinuch in his sefer, we have some of it that he wrote on Chaysh Mishpat, which is actually called Mishpat Shalim. In Siman Tes Sifhei, they both done that a dayan, even if all he's trying to do is to make a pshara, if he takes shechad, he's over on the aver of leisikach shechad, which is an iser for dayanim to take shechad. This again points to the fact that a dayan who's making a pshara is also functioning as a dayan. If he was just a negotiator ba'alma, so it may not be fair. It may again be an inyan of a noas mamon or gezel, but the iser of leisikach shechad would not apply to him. From these achrayim, we see that they also assumed that it's an inyan of mishpat. And the emes is, if you want to see an arichas of this, you can look in the Chedushei Arim and Chayshin Mishpat, in the Hashmatis, Simen Yud Beis. He's very marich to prove this Nakuda, that the Indian of Pshara is not just a negotiation by Alma, but it's a sug of Mishpat. And one of the riots that he brings is from the Gemara and the Vavam Yud Beis, which brings the Shita of Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that says, Asur Livtzaya. It's Asur for a Dayan to make a Pshara. V'chol HaBeitzaya, HaReza Chayte. It's Ella, says Rabbi Elazar ben Esau Shalom Yosi Aglili, Yikoiv Hadin Esahar, Shenemar Ki HaMishpat Leila Kimhu. Zogt the Chidush Arim, if the Indian of Bitsua was just to negotiate and bring the two parties to an agreement and to a compromise which they both agreed to, what should be the Avera in that? Lemaisa, at the end of the day, they're both not Makbid, and they're both Mevater and Meichel. Why should it be Usser, and why should that be an Avera? Elam Isaac the Chedush Arim, the Indian of Bitsua is a sug of Mishpat. And Rabbi Elazar ben Esau Shalom Yosi Aglili holds that coming b'tayras Mishpat and making a pshara as a form of Mishpat, that's a siluf. That's be'etzam a corruption of Mishpat. Ela yikoiv hadin asahar. The proper din has to be so straight and so clear and so non-negotiable that it could actually make a hole through a mountain. Shenemar ke Mishpat leila kimhu. So in this context, we can understand why Rabbi Elazar ben Esau Shalom Yosi Aglili should be so against the idea of Pshara. This same Mahalach can also be found in the Shiuri Reb Shmuel over here in Sanhedrin Daf Vav, and listen to a Moir de Gediuk that he makes in the Gemara. The Gemara over here on the bottom of Daf Vav and Aleph says, Amar Rav Ashi, Shma Mina Pshara Eina Tzricha Kenyan. I can bring a raya from the Manda Amar that says that a Pshara requires Shleisha Dayanim, that obviously a pshara does not require a kinyan, that the two parties don't have to make a kinyan to be meschayiv to the outcome of the pshara. The salka daitach tzricha kinyan, if they would need a kinyan, l'man damar tzricha tlasa, lamali. According to the man damar that requires shleisha, why do you need shleisha dayanim? Tesagi bitrei, two dayanim should be enough, v'likni minei, and you should make a kinyan. So Rav Shmuel is medayik, why does Rav Ashi end off with the words v'likni minei? That's what he's talking about. He says, the Isalka Daitach Tzricha Kinyan, if you need a Kinyan, Lemandam Tzricha Tlasa, Lomali, why do you need Shleisha? And then he ends off again, Velikni Minei, and you should be Kaina. Isn't that what he just said, the Isalka Daitach Tzricha Kinyan? Zok Rav Shmuel, Pshat and Rav Ashi is as follows. Rav Ashi Avada understands that the Indian of Pshara is a Sug of Mishpat. Nevertheless, Rav Ashi had a Havamina, and it's actually the Maskanas of Gemara, that the mishpat of shalom, of pshara, is different than the mishpat of din. And that is, that in order for the nidainim, the balei dvarim, to be meshubet to a mishpat of din, that does not require any kind of kinyan on their part. they are memele meshubit to the meshubit of din. That's the natural default halacha, the kind of mishpat which is automatic, that they are meshubit to the mishpat of din. If al pi din taira, Pliny is chayiv, he's going to be chayiv even without ever making a kinyan and being meschayiv himself to be meshubit to that din. Whereas the mishpat of shalom is only binding if the two balei dvarim are meschayiv to be governed by the mishpat of shalom. They have to be maskim to go with the mishpat of shalom. So Rav Ashi has a havimina that their haskama alone is not enough. They actually have to make a kinyan in order to be meshubit. But if they do make a kinyan, what happens ayidei their kinyan is that now they are meshubit to be governed ayidei the mishpat shel shalom, ayidei that kind of mishpat. That's Rav Ashi's havimina that you need a kinyan. Zok Rav Ashi, it can't be that you need a kinyan. Because if we were to need a kinyan in order for the balei dvarim to be meshubid to a mishpat shel shalom, then we don't need the concept of mishpat shalom bechlal. Because the rega they need to make a kinyan, let them be mischayiv mitzad the kinyan itself, because it's not gora than any ischayivus. Just like if one party is mischayiv to another party with a kinyan that he's going to pay him a certain amount of money, even if it's not a mishpat bechlal, the ischayivus itself is mechayiv. So lechayre, if the mishpat of shalom of pshara requires a kinyan, Tainat Rav Ashi, forget the entire Mishpat Bechlal. We don't need three Dayanim. Let it not be Bataris Mishpat. Velikni Minei. And just make a Kenyan and let it work mitzad the Kenyan alone, mitzad a Pashat Eschaivus without the concept of Mishpat Bechlal. That's where Rav Ashi is being Maisev Velikni Minei, because the Eschaivus is working mitzad a Pashat Eschaivus of Kenyan and not mitzad the Inyan of Mishpat of Shara Bechlal. And the emes is, this word of Rav Shmuel is Be'emes Mefurish in Rashi over here on the Gemara, Rashi b'divrei maschol tesagi b'chad. Zok Rashi, dekivan dekanu minei, once they make a kinyan, lamali bezdin, why do you need a bezdin? Leitehei el matana ba'alma. Let that just be a matana ba'alma. Mashma from Rashi, mefurish like Reb Shmuel, that be'etzem, the kinyan that they would have had to make in order to make a pshara, isn't a matana ba'alma. Rav Ashi's taina is that if they need to make a kinyan for that anyway, let it work mitzad dinei matana, v'nafkamina, that we would not need shleisha dayanim. Ad kan, a beautiful diak of Rav Shmuel in the Gemara, like this word. Hayoytze, to summarize, so far we have six rayas to this concept that the inyan of pshara is not just a negotiation and a deal ba'alma, but rather it's a sug of mishpat. Our first raya was from the fact that we could be makish pshara ladin and require shleisha dayanim for pshara. The second raya was from the Lashon of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Ezehu Mishpat Sheyesh B'Shalem, Havayomer Zebitzua. The third raya was from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, which says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdaif, Echad Ladin Ve'echad L'Pshara. And like the Lashon of the Torah, Kishem Shemuzar Shalei Lahatais Din, Kach Muzar Shalei Enaiti B'Pshara. The fourth raya was, we were Maisif from the Imribina and the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Mishpat Shalem, that there is even an Isra of Lesikach Sheichad, and a Dayan that's making a Pshara. The fifth raya was the raya of the Chidush Erim from the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Ezra Shalom Yitzchak Lili says that someone who makes a pshara is a chayte, must be that it's not just a negotiation ba'alma, but rather it's a sug of mishpat. And Rabbi Elazar ben Ezra Shalom Yitzchak Lili considered that a seal of a corruption of mishpat. The sixth raya was the lashon of the Gemara velikni minei, like Rabbi Shmuel, and it's meduyik in Rashi, that Rav Ashi was asking that it should work mitzad a different halacha, not mitzad the halacha of pshara, but mitzad the halacha of leitehei el kamatana ba'alma. Now, is there enough kamina la halacha if we look at it this way, or we look at it that way, or is it just the inyan of lamdas? So the emes is, we're going to say now, be'ez Hashem, two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is a mefurisha, sma, and a drisha in Simon Samaches. The Torah in Simon Samaches says that a dayan that's a goy is possible to make a pshara. Now, it's not clear why. Zot the drisha, and it's kapaskant also in the sman shulchan aruch and that simen. Zeloshein hadrisha, the pshara nikras gamkein mishpat. Pshara is also considered a mishpat. How do we know pshara is called a mishpat? From our gemara, mishpat shalom. Zot the drisha ukemoisha din hanasa b'fnei goyim af agav the kibul alav eniklum. Just like a regular din, a mishpat din, if they're makabel goyim to be dayanim, it's eniklum. In this way, Goyim are different than all other Dayanim Psulim. All other Dayanim Psulim, Kravim, Noshim, Vechulu, if the Balei Dvarim are Makabal on themselves that they should be the Dayan, so the Kabbalah works. Goyim are an exception to the rule. if they're makabal on themselves, goyim, goyim can never get a halacha of a dayan, and if they make it in Torah, it's ein eklum. Zogt es Risha weiter, hu adin apshara shanasis bifneim, nami ein eklum. So too a pshara which is made in front of dayanim goyim is ein eklum. This halacha of the sma and the drisha is obviously only muvan according to the aside that pshara is also a sug of mishpat. If pshara was just a negotiation and a business deal between two parties, two yiddish parties can go to any negotiator, even if he's a guy, so that he should work out some kind of agreement between the two. Elamai, it's like the drisha is makdim shapshara nikras gamkein mishpat, and therefore makes an afkamina la halacha that a guy who makes a pshara is ein eklum. That's one nafkamina l'alacha. Another nafkamina is a tremendous chiddush, which we see over there in the chiddush erim in his Hashmatis, the chayish mishpat simin yud beis. Zokti chiddush erim, an extra chiddush al gabe chiddush. Now that we said that be'emes pshara is also a sug of mishpat, so according to the man the Omer, that's loy makshinan pshara ladin, and he holds one dayan is enough. Zakti Chiddush Erim, he also obviously agrees to the etzem concept that pshara is a sug of mishpat. He obviously just holds that because we're not makish pshara ladin, so there's a difference in the halacha between a mishpat din, which requires shleisha dayanim, and a mishpat shalom of pshara, which one dayan is enough. The reason why one dayan is enough is because the Ikar Gilui Akra, where the Torah says Elohim three times to tell us that a bezdin requires shleisha dayanim, that's only legabe a mishpat of din. But a mishpat of pshara, the Torah was never megala that you need three. So we remain at the default that one dayan is enough. But one dayan who makes a pshara, zokta chudush erim, has a shem bezdin legabe the pshara. And if he has a shem bezdin legabe the pshara, says the chudush erim, the nafkamina is going to be that he can even go ahead and be yoyrid l'nechseyem and be mitzi mamim. Even though usually to be mitzi mamon and to be yari to nichsei hachayiv requires a koyach of bezdin, and bezdin has to be shalosh, but because in regards to pshara, one dayan is enough, that means to say one dayan has a shem bezdin, and in regards to pshara, he has the koyach of bezdin to be yari to nichseyim and to be mitzi mamon. That's a meritik and afkamina that the Chiddush Erim comes out with, which obviously only works according to this musig that the chiddush of pshara is that it's a sug of mishpat. If it was just a negotiation ba'alma, then we would not see that the dayan who makes that negotiation has a Torah's bezdin b'chlal. But built on the fact that this is a sug of mishpat, so ba'al karchach, the one dayan, has a shem bezdin, that's how the Chiddush Erim comes to this unbelievable nafkamina la'alacha, that in the realms of pshara, if they paskin a pshara, that Pliny is chayv a certain amount of money and he doesn't pay it, that one single solitary dayan could be yared l'nechasov and could be mitzi mamon al karchay. Ad kan the hakdama and what pshara is, and the hagdara that pshara is really a sug of a mishpat shalom. And now let's go weiter. We mentioned the raya of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says it must be pshara is eina tzricha kinyan, because if it's tzricha kinyan, then why would any man d'amar hold in each shleisha dayanim? L'chayra dal mikan the inyan of mishpat, which requires shleisha dayanim, let it work mitzad a matana ba'alma. Nevertheless, the Gemara comes out, v'hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan. We paskin that it does need a kinyan, which obviously brings up the question, what happened to Rav Ashi's raya? If it's tzricha kinyan, why would we need shleisha? So Taisu says, b'divir maskel v'hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan, v'had le'sagi betray, this that two dayanim is not enough, mishum davi k'may kinyan betos, delay b'ki b'pshara shapir. Because less than three are not bekiyim in pshara. Therefore, even if they did make a kinyan, it wouldn't work because it's a kinyan betos, because it's a mistake to rely on two dayanim alone to create a proper pshara. Now, the pashtus of Taisus is mashma, but if there are three, three are more bekiyim than two, and we can't properly rely on three dayanim to make a correct pshara, which is why, with shleisha, it's going to work. L'chayra, this is tzarech bir. Because according to this, once we have shleisha dayanim, which they are b'ki b'pshara, we can now go back to saying that the way it works is through the kinyan, and it's like a matana ba'alma. And we no longer need the halacha of pshara as a sug of mishpat. This is very not mashma from the Gemara. The Gemara originally says that the reason why we need shleisha is because makshinan pshara ladin, which is a halacha that just like din requires shleisha, so too pshar needs shleisha. According to Taisvis, be'etzem, that's totally superfluous. We don't need shleisha mitzad the din of makshin and ladin, because once we need a kinyan anyway, so we just need to create that the kinyan is not a kinyan betos. When we have shleisha, it's not a tos, so now it can work mitzad the halacha of kinyan, and it no longer has to be mitzad the halacha of pshara that's doim to din, mitzad the halacha of mishpat shalom. This is mamish apella. Va'oid, there's actually going to be a nafkamina halacha from this. Because what would be if there are shleisha dayanim, and now they are bekiyim, and now it's not a kinyan betos, now it can work b'tayres kinyan, and it does not have to work b'tayres pshara as a sug of mishpat. So even if one of the dayanim were to be a guy, but if he's a mumcha and he's a baki and making psharis, so it's not a kinyan betos, it should work mitzad the halacha of matana ba'alma. And we would not need the halacha of shleisha dayanim, which is makshin and pshar ladin, which would pasal a guy. So why la halacha would a guy be pasal? This is a mari de kapella. So bal karchach, that's not what Taisus means to say. Taisus does not mean to differentiate between two people and three people, and to say that two people are not bekiyim, but three people are bekiyim. But rather what Taisus means to say is that if you only have two, and they don't have a Taisus bezdin, and they're just relying on them mitzad the fact that they're mumchen to make a kosher pshara and a fair compromise between them, there it's going to be a kinyan betos because the lay biki shaper, people are not that bucky, and even if we made a kinyan, it may be a tos. But if there are shleisha and they're coming with tiris a bezdin, that creates a greater gemiras v'smichus das. Now they are semich das and they don't consider it a tos because we went in to get a psak from three that have an authority of bezdin, and the bezdin gave their psak of mishpat of pshara, and on that, if we make a kinyan, it's not a kinyan betos. So the difference is not in the number of people, but rather the difference is mikayach what they're coming. Are they coming as two people who are just trying to negotiate and create a pshara? Then, even if they make a kinyan, it could be a kinyan betos. Or are they coming as three people who are a bezdin and they're coming mitzad their power to make a mishpat of pshara? This mahalach is mefurish in Divrei Taisus HaRosh on our Gemara. Zogt Taisus HaRosh, v'divrei amaschal v'hilchsa pshara tzicha kinyan, v'zel ha'shaynay, v'afilu hachi ba'i tlasa, still we need three, she'yiye ba'i koyach bezdin, d'loy nehave k'kinyan betos, so they should have a koyach of bezdin, so that it shouldn't be considered a kinyan betos. Mefurish, like what we're saying, that the inyan of shalish is that if they're coming with a koyach of bezdin, then it's no longer a tos. Ad kan this pshat and taisvis, why, even though there's a kinyan, we need shalish. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. Be'emes, we have to understand, why is the halacha l'maisa that a pshar needs a kinyan? So taisvis with the v'yamaskel tzricha has four pirushim. The first hanacha that taisvis has, this is really an unwritten hanacha, which taisvis continuously says is not muchach, is that pshara is no different than every mechila, and be'emes from this gemara, there would be a raya that every mechila is tzricha kinyan. That's the initial hanacha that Taisus has. Now we have to speak out, l'chaira, we were just masbir, that the inyan of pshara isn't really just a pasha to mechila. The inyan of pshara is a sug of a mishpat. So even if it were true that a regular mechila needs a kinyan, that's because he's being meichel the mamain. But why would that necessarily require a kinyan for a pshara? So the answer to that is, like we explained, that be'emes, each bailim on a mamon has a right that his mamon should be governed ayde the regular halachis of mishpat din. A person could insist that I only want to go with the pure din, and I don't want to do a pshara. In order that a person should be meshubid, that he could go with the psak of a pshara, and that if the bezin is going to paskin a pshara, that will be binding for him, he has to be meichel his mamain klape that right. He's meichel that mamain legabi the fact that usually his bailus on the mamain gives him the schus that he could be nidan al pi din. Now he's meichel and he allows his mamain to be governed by the klalim of mishpat shalom, the klalim of pshara. So that's the first pshat of Taisus. Just like every mechilas mamain requires a kinyan, so too mechila le'inyan this, that his mamon should be meshubah to the inyan of pshara, that also requires a kinyan. The second pshat of Taisus is that be'emes, every mechila does not require a kinyan. But this mechila is different because we're talking about where the balei dvarim are being meichel before the pshar is actually made. So before they know what's in store for them, if they're just meichel without a kinyan, that could be a mechila betos. It's a mechila based on a wrong assumption because they didn't realize what the pshara would actually end up being like. Therefore, they have to make a kinyan. So Taisus, if you're going to ask that even if they do make a kinyan, that won't help anything because now it's going to be a kinyan betos because they made the kinyan also before the pshara is made. Zog Taisvis, that's not a problem, because Alima Milsa Tfei Bekinyan, Mishalai Bekinyan. Anytime a person makes a Kinyan, that adds to the Gemiras Das. So in this situation, where there's a chasarn of the Gemiras Das, because he's already being Meichel now on a future Pshara, which he doesn't know what it's going to end up being like, if he adds a Kinyan to it, that helps with the Gemiras Das. That's the second possible Pshat which Taisvis proposes. A third Pshat, Zog Taisvis, that even if we were to say that they don't make a kinyan before the pshara is made, but rather they're making the kinyan after the pshara is made, so l'chayr in that situation, there's no chshash of a tos because they know exactly what they're being mischayev for. The reason why it needs a kinyan is not because of the mechila shabai. Mitzad, the person that's going to be meichel, really that could work without a kinyan. But it's also possible that somebody is going to be mischayev that he has to pay money. On that side, there is no mechila. In order for him to actually be chayiv, to actually go ahead and pay the money, he has to make a kinyan, his chayivus. So the kinyan is for the person who's going to be nischayiv to pay, not for the person who's being meichel. And if you look in the Mordechai over here, he's meisif than enachanami. If there's a din taira where there's only a need and maybe to lose money, but there's no need to actually have to pay money, there a kinyan would not be required. So the halacha of v'hilchas of pshara tzricha kinyan will come out that it's only in certain cases. That's the third mahalach of Taisvis. The fourth mahalach of Taisvis is that Be'emes could be every mechila is ain't tzricha kinyan. And Be'emes could be over here we're talking about where the kinyan is being made after the pshara is made. And the emes is, not like the third pshat, both parties need to make a kinyan, even the person who only stands to lose and not to have to pay. Nevertheless, the reason why this mechila requires a kinyan different than all other mechilas, is because there's a special reason why here, maybe he's not really being Samech Das. Because over here, the person who's being Michael is not being Michael out of his own will, but rather he's being guided and convinced to be Michael through the Dayanim. So he may say, I wasn't really Samech Das to be Michael mitzad Atzmi, only because I was forced to do so mitzad the Dayanim. Therefore, he has to make a Kinyan, so that should make a final Gemiras Das, and that he should not be able to be chayzer. Ad kan, the four pirushim in Taisvis. Now let's go weiter, and let's focus a minute on the etzem nidoin, whether every mechila is tzricha kinyan or not. Like we mentioned, Taisvis in his first pshat held that every mechila needs a kinyan, and Taisvis in a subsequent three pirushim says, could be every mechila does not need a kinyan, and only here is different. What is the actual nidoin, whether mechila needs a kinyan, talion? So the Achrayim over here, namely Reb Shmuel Rozovsky and Shira Reb Shmuel and the Stipler and Kehilas Yaakov, they say that Al Pi Pashtus, this should be taloi in the famous Shaila of the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Zechiyam and Ahefker, Simon Yud Aleph. The Machne Ephraim has a Shaila as to what is the lumdus of every Mechila. One side of the Machne Ephraim is that Mechila is just a vitor and a siluk of Schuyas. I have a schus to be goyve moment from somebody, I'm a vater, I'm a salak that schus. Being that it's only a schus and it's not moment be'en, I can just be mistalik from that schus. That's the first pshat that the Machne Ephraim gives to Mechila. The second possibility, Zok to Machne Ephraim, is that when somebody owes me money and I'm meichel, I'm being maknet to the loive, the choiv which I have on him. Those are the two tzadim of the Machne Ephraim, and the Machne Ephraim says, common afkaminas. One afkamina zok to Machne Ephraim is whether you could be meichel to a katan. If we're to assume, like the tzad and the rishayim, that a person can't be makne anything to a katan, even though it's das acheres makne, could a person be meichel to a katan or not? If you say, like the first tzad, that it's just a siluk of the schus that I have on the loive, so you can be masalik from a schus that you have in a katan as well. It doesn't involve any kinyan mitzad the katan. But if you say that mechila means I'm being makne to the loive, the chayv which I have on him, so to be makne to a katan was going to be a problem, and a person would not be able to be meichel achayv to a katan. That's one nafkamina the Machna Ephraim says. Another nafkamina zok to Machna Ephraim is whether or not a person can be meichel bal karchay of the leiva. If it's just a siluk of schuyais, so it doesn't involve the leiva at all, even if he has no das and he has no ratzain, it's bal karchay, the malva can still be mistalik from the schuyais that he has on the leiva, and a mechila bal karchay will work. But if you say that the inyan of mechila is a hakna of the schuyas to the leiva, that requires the das and the ratzon of the leiva. Bal karchay of the leiva, you can't be makna the chayv to him, so mechila would not work bal karchay. Now, the Machna Ephraim Behemshech says that Behemes, this shayla, is a machlekes rishayim. You can find both tzadim in different rishayim. Taisus and Kedushin daf yates, divir maschol oimer, he says in regards to the halacha of Yud, where a Adon marries his Oma Evriya, that the Adon could be Meichel the remainder of the Shibud of the Maisi Adayim of the work of the Oma Evriya. And so Taisus, even though the Oma Evriya is a Ketana and you can't be Makna anything to Ketana, because Taisus at that point is going that you can't be Makna to Katan even though it's Das Acheres Makna, nevertheless, Mechila could work. Zok Taisus, She'enai Ela Mechilas Shibud Ba'alma. And the Machna Ephraim understands what Taisus means, is that, like the first thought, that it's only a siluk and a vitor, and therefore it can be done even in regards to the chiyuvim of a katan. So here we have that Taisus holds like the first shot that it's just a siluk mitzad the malva. On the other hand, Zok the Machna Ephraim, we have the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva in Masechta Kedushin of Tazayin says that it's impossible for an adon of an Eved Kenani to be meichel the shibud of avdus that he has on his Eved Kenani. So the Ritva, that the reason for that is, v'zeh l'shaynei, de mechila kematanehu, u'kashem she'en layad lizkais b'matanem yad rabbi, kach en layad lizkais b'mechila zu b'maisa yadav. So the Ritva says, milim brurim, that the inner of mechila is like a matana, it's a hakna, and just like the Eved Kenani doesn't have a yad to be zoyche in a matana, so too he cannot be zoyche in the mechila. So we see clearly from this Ritva, like the second side, that mechila is not just a siluk mitzad, the person who has the chayiv, but it's a hakna towards the loive and towards the person that's chayiv, which is why it's not shayach to an Eved Kenani. So we have a machlekes rishayim in this regard. Zagin da achrayim, the al pipashtus, that's the pshat in the tut stadim that Taisus says, whether mechila needs a kinyan or not. If you say like the first side of the Machna Ephraim, like Taisus and Kedushin daf yutes, that the inyan of mechila is just a siluk ba'alma, so why would it need a kinyan? The malva is being mistalik. That would not require a kinyan b'chlal, which is like the three pirushim of Taisus that says that mechila does not need a kinyan. But if you say like the second side of the Machna Ephraim, like the Ritva and Kedushin daf tazayin, that the inyan of mechila is a akna to the one that's chayiv, so that would require a kinyan, just like all aknais require a kinyan. And that would be pshat in the first malach of Taisus, that mechila is tzricha kinyan. So alpi pashtus, that's the beer in the tutsadim of Taisus. But the emes is that none of those pirushim are mukhrach this way or that way. Because even if we are to say, like the first mahalach of the Machna Ephraim, like Taisus and Kedushin, that mechila is just a siluk ba'alma, but you see from Taisus that the inyan of kinyan is not just to create a kinyan in the classic sense of a kinyan, but the inyan of asiras kinyan is like Taisus says that creates an alimus and a gemiras das. So it's possible that every mechila, because mechila is just a dibur ba'alma, that wouldn't have gemiras das, and that would be the tzad that every mechila is tzricha kinyan. So even if be'etzem mechila is just a siluk, could be that it would require a kinyan in order to create a gemiras das. And so too, the other tzad is also not mukhrach. Because even if we're to say, like the Ritva, that be'emes, the inyan of mechila is a hakna to the person that's chayiv, could be that hakna does not require a ma'isa kinyan. And the pshat on that could be found in the Mordechai in Arasugya. He says, v'zeh l'shaynoi, that it's not tzarech kinyan, shehu kvar muchzik, because the person who owes the money is already a muchzik in the mammon. So you see from this Mordechai that be'etzem he holds that it is an inyan of hakna, which is why the Mordechai needed to explain to why it does not need a kinyan. And the answer why it doesn't need a kinyan is because you are being makna to the loive money which is already by him, which is already a muchzik on. So he could be kainet memela without an extra ma'isa kinyan. So hayoytze, that the two tzadim of Taisus are not totally in the two tzadim of the Machna Ephraim, because even if it were like the second pshat, that it's a hakna, Nevertheless, he's muchzik in it, and no extra ma'aseh kinyan needs to be done. But rather, the nidan is whether every mechila has an issue of a chasar and smichas das, which may require a kinyan in order to create an alimus. Ad kan this shtickle, the explanation in the suffix of Taisus, whether mechila is tricha kinyan oilai. And now let's go on to the next shtickle. The Gemara towards the bottom of Vav Amud Beis says, Shnayim shabo'u ledin, echad rach ve'echad kasha. If one of the balei din is a difficult person, ad shalai tishma divrayen, oy mishetishma divrayen ve'ena toyedea leheichan denayte, before the dayan listens to the actual tutzdadim, or even after he listens to the tutzdadim, but he does not yet have an idea what the psak should be, at that point, ata rashay leimer lehem ein ani nizkach lehem, he's allowed to remove himself and abstain from passing this dentira. Shemin is chayiv chazak, v'nimtza chazak reitfai. Because if he continues to paskin, he may get in trouble. However, misha tishma divrayan v'ati yedeya lehechan adenayte, once the dayan listens to both studim, and he already has an idea what the din should be, iyata yachal leimer lehem eini nizkak lechem. He can no longer abstain, and he can't say that I'm not going to paskin this dentira, even though he's afraid that something bad may happen to him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Loi saguru mipnei ish, it's an iser for a dayan to be afraid of anybody in regards to his psak, and that means he may not even abstain from the psak and not paskin at all out of fright. So what needs to be explained over here is if there is an iser of Loi saguru mipnei ish, do not be afraid of anyone, and that means you should not even abstain from paskining at all. So why does that only chal once the dayan hears the tutzdadim and once he has an idea what the psak should be? Even before he actually goes into the dentira, once two people come in front of him and they want to present him with the dentira, he should already be mechuyev mitzad the din of leisaguru to go paskin, and it should be also for him to abstain out of fear. So we find a number of perushim in the achrayim. The levush in Ir Shushan, Simon Yud Beis, explains this based on a gemara later. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Eimer, Minayin letalmud sheyoshev lefnei rabbi, v'roz chus la'ani v'chayv la'ashir, minayin shalai yishtaik? How do we know that if there's a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he sees that there's a certain side to the Torah which the Rebbe didn't notice, so how do we know that the Talmud should not keep quiet? How do we know the Talmud should speak up? Shenemar le'saguru mipnei ish. Le'saguru mipnei ish also teaches us that the Talmud shouldn't be quiet. And the Gemara explains further, Rav Chanin Omer, Leisachnis Dvarecha Mipnei Ish. Leisaguru can be touched as a Lashon, you shouldn't be Machnis Dvarav. You shouldn't withhold and draw in his words. And this is explained really in the Gemara later on the Zayinim and Aleph. The Gemara brings different psukim that shows that the Shairish of Leisaguru is Lishna Deknushi. It's a Lashon of gathering in. So to hear, the Pasuk of Leisaguru Mipnei Ish means a person should not gather in, withhold the words that he wants to say, mipnei ish, on account of his Rebbe, which he has Meira from. So you see from here, says the Levush, that the Lashon of Leisaguru is an interesting Lashon. There are two Pirushim in Leisaguru. Mitzad Echad Leisaguru is Mashma, don't be afraid. That is the classic Taich of Leisaguru. Mitzad Sheini, the word Leisaguru is also Mashma, Leyachnis, he shouldn't withhold his words. Zog the Levush, why did the Torah choose to pick a word which has this double mashmayus? It's in order to explain to you that the halacha of leisaguru, you should not be afraid from paskening, only applies when the dayan is in a position where not paskening would mean he's withholding what he has to say. That means to say, we're talking about a dayan which already heard the tutzdadim, he already worked it out in his mind and he knows what the psak has to be. Now, by abstaining from this dentira, he's really in effect withholding his daya that he has on the dentira. Kol zman the dayan does not have a daya on the dentira, he may be afraid, but abstaining from that psak will not constitute a withholding of saying something, because as of yet he does not yet have what to say about the dentira. Only once a dayan actually hears the tzadim and he actually has a psak, that's where abstaining out of fright is really also withholding. And it's at that point where the Lashon Leisaguru could be understood in both of its mashmayas, the mashmayas of fear and the mashmayas of withholding. So the Levush, that's the makar to the Gemara, that the Isra of Leisaguru is only Chal at that point. Oh, that's one pshat. Another pshat can be found in the Sma in Simon Yud Beis. The Sma says it's not necessary to say the Shtikl Torah of the Levush, which is not Mefurish in the Gemara, because the pshat is Pashat. The Pasuk says, Leisaguru Mipnei Ish, Ki HaMishpat Lele Kimhu. So the Torah is talking about Mishpat. The terminology of Mishpat, says the Sma, is only referring to the Gemara Din. And that's Mefurish, says the Sma, in Rashi ala Torah, and the Pasuk in Shmais Yudches, Vishavtu es Ha'am b'chol eis, which from there we learn that a Gemara Din is kosher b'chol eis, even b'layla. So the terminology Mishpat is a reference to the Gemara Din. So if the Torah says, Leisagurum b'pnei ish ki ha-mishpat le'lekimhu, obviously the Isra of Leisaguru is specifically talking about the point of Gemara Din. Up until the point of Gemara Din, before the Dayanim actually know what the Psak is meant to be, they're not yet Muzhar in Leisaguru. Only once they're ready to say the Gemara Din, and they withhold the Gemara Din, they don't say the Gemara Din, which they know is meant to be, that's when they have the Isra of Leisaguru v'nayish, ki ha-mishpat, because the Gemara Din is Le'lekim, you should not be afraid. Now this Pshat of the Sma is a Chiddush, because when Dayanim abstain from going into a Din Torah in the first place, the reason is because of fear that they may come out with a Gemara Din that will go against the Baldover who is a Chazak, the Baldover who may be Mazak them. So L'chaire, if their reasoning behind not going into the Din Torah is because they are afraid to make a Psak Din connected to Chazak, they should already be Nizhar with the Lav of Leisagurum Pnei Ish Ki HaMishpat. Don't be afraid of making a Gemara Din connected to Chazak. Therefore, you should already go into the Din Torah now. So the Isser should already be Chal in the beginning. From the Sma you see a Chiddush that calls Man, they're not ready to say the Gemara Din yet, the Lav is not Chal yet. It's only once they do go into the Gemara Din and they already have an Atiyah of what the Din is meant to be, that's when the Lav becomes Chal. Now you must say the Gemara Din. Adkan the Pshat of the Sma. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perichov Beis, Halacha Aleph, he brings down this Gemara, and he's Maisif an extra Hesafa Midilei. The Rambam says, Im humamuna l'rabim, chayiv lizokek lehem. If this Dayan is somebody who's been appointed to be a Dayan l'rabim, he's mechuyev to be niskak and to go into the Din Torah, which means to say, even before he ever heard the Tut Stadim, and before he knows Heichan Adin Naita, a memuna l'rabim is mechuyev and cannot abstain from the Din Torah. And the Achrayim all try to figure out what is the Makar L'divrei HaRambam. So the Radvaz right there says a pshat. He says, being that he's Mamuna L'Rabim, he has nothing what to be afraid of. If he's afraid that one of the Balei Dvarim is going to try to be Mazakim, being that he's appointed by the Tzibur, he definitely will find people from the Tzibur to back him up and to save him from any possible hezek that this Baldover may try to do to him. Adkan the Pirush of the Radvaz. Now this is a Chiddush, because the Rambam's Lashon is Chayiv Lehizakik Lehem. According to the Radvaz, it's not that he's Chayiv Lehizakik Lehem, it's Einay Tzarech Lefakid, there's nothing what to be afraid of on a practical level. The fact that the Rambam says Chayiv Lehizakik Lehem, that's mashma that even if we were in a situation that a person who's appointed to a public office of a Dayan does have what to be Mefakid, even if for whatever reason he does not feel confident that the Tzibur is going to be able to protect him, still he's chayiv. To feed the reasoning of the Radvaz, that should not be so. There's another pshat from the Bach. The Bach in Simin Yud Beis says that be'emes, besides for the Isra of Leisagurum Pnei Ish, there's a general mitzvah of minui dayanim. The Torah says, shayftim v'shayftim titim l'cha b'chol she'orecha, and we learn from here that there's a chiyuv in Klal Yisrael to be memana dayanim. The Gemara in Makkos explains that Chiyuv is Bein in Eretz Yisrael and Bein in Chutz Laretz. Says the Bach that if every Dayan who's appointed would be able to be Mistalik and abstain from Dayaning a Din Torah, so really the Minoy doesn't mean anything. Because any time the Dayan is worried that something may happen to him if he paskins this Shaila, he just won't paskin. So that's not a Kiyum of the Chiyuv to be Memana Dayanim, because the Dayanim can always just pull out. So the reason why Mamun al-Rabim is Chayiv Lizokek is not mitzad the Isra of Leisaguru, it's mitzad in order that we should be Makayim the mitzvah of Shayftim v'Shayftim Titin L'chol She'orecha. The Gemara is talking about where there are Dayanim that are Mamunim, they are in place, And here we have a Dayan who b'mikra was asked to paskin this din Torah. So if he abstains, that's not a bittul in the mitzvah saseh of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. So there the halacha is that he may abstain initially, but once the din is underway and he hears the tutzadim and he knows the psak, then he may not back out because of the isra of Lay Saguru Mipnei Ish. That's the Mahalach of the Bach. Now the emes is, this Mahalach is very shver, mikama taimim. Firstly, because this halacha of the Rambam, that a memunah l'rabim is chayiv li'zakik lehem, is also paskin the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin any halachas that are not negeya bizmanenu. Now the mitzvah of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, it's mefurish in the Torah, in Chayish Mishpat Simen Aleph, and it's really a quote of the Ramban ala Taira in Parsha Shaiftim, that mitzvah does not apply bizmanenu, that there are no smuchim. The mitzvah saseh of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha is only in the time when there were smuchim that had smicha, ish mipi ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they are proper dayanim, that's when the chiyuv of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha applied. But bizmanenu, that we don't have smuchim, so we don't really have real dayanim. It's just that shlichus sayuk of dinan. There is no mitzvah anymore of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. So lefi the Bach, that the memunah l'rabim has to be nizkak lehem, is coming mitzad the kiyum of the mitzvah saseh of shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. There's no way that the Shulchan Aruch could paskin that as halacha bizmanenu. Bizmanenu, even a memunah l'rabim should be allowed to abstain. That's the first kasha l'chayra on the Bach. The oid kasha on the Bach is that the emesis, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach himself quote a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba was asked about a story where somebody was called L'din Torah, and he threatened to hurt the Dayanim unless they dropped the Din Torah. So the Rashba over there says, we cannot do such a thing. You cannot leave the Din Torah behind. Because if that were to be so, then any time we have a strong personality, it would be impossible to bring him L'din. And the Rashba fears Zois, V'ha-Torah Amra Le'saguru Mipnei Ish. Now this Rashba is very shver, because we're talking about a situation where the Dayanim have not yet heard the Tutzadim, and they don't know Le'heichan Adinayte. Nevertheless, the Rashba says that they're under the lav of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish. This seems to be Keneged Ar Gemara, which is Mavura, that the lav of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish is only after the Dayanim heard and they know Le'heichan Adinayte. So the Beis Yosef is Masbir, that the Rashba is talking about a Dayan which is Memuna L'Rabim, and the Rashba holds, like the Shitas HaRambam, Shem Haya Memuna L'Rabim, Chayev Lehi Zakek Lehem. Now the Rashba says Mefurish, that the Pasuk that's Mechayev them to Dandas Din Taira is Le'saguru Mipnei Ish. Lefi the Bach, this situation is not under the law of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish. The reason why it's Chayev Lehi Zakek Lehem is Mitzad the Mitzvah of Shayftim V'Shaytim Titan L'cha B'chol Sha'arecha. The Chayr, that does not stim with Divrei HaRashba. So we're back to the Kasha. If the Gemara says that the Isra of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish is only once the Dayanim hear and they know Le'echan Adinayta, why does the Rambam say that a Memunah L'Rabim is an exception, that he has the Isra of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish even right at the beginning, and he's Mechuyev to go into the Torah even before he hears the Tzadim and before he knows Heichan Adinayta? So the Taz in Siman Yud Beis sheds light on this whole sugya. Zog the Taz Amari Dekepshat. The Isra of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish is not talking about anybody. That Isra of Le'saguru is directed on somebody who has a Shem Dayan. If he has a Shem Dayan, he's Metzuvah by the Torah, don't be afraid. Memela Zog the Taz, a Dayan who's Memunah L'Rabim, he's Nikva, that he's the person who's supposed to be done for everybody. He has a Shem Dayan, and he's Metzuvah Le'saguru Mipnei Ish, you're not allowed to be afraid. Which is why even before he hears the Tzadim, and before he knows the Heichan Adinayte, he's a Dayan. He may not be afraid, and he's Mechuyiv to accept upon himself the Din Torah, and he may not abstain even from minute one. However, a Dayan which is not Memunah L'Rabim, he just B'mikra was asked to preside over this Din Torah. He does not have a Shem Dayan Be'etzem. The only thing that gives him a Shem Dayan is once he's Nichnas into the Din Torah, and he hears the Tzadim, and he has an Atiyah of what the Halacha is meant to be, now he has a Shem Dayan in this Din Torah. So now it's Chal on him the Tzivoy of Le'saguru Mipnei Ish. But up until that point, he does not yet have a Shem of a Dayan. and the Isra of Leisagurim Pnei Yish is only on a Dayan. So according to this Mahalik, it's Miyashiv, Sai the Svaras HaGemara, and Sai the Svaras HaRambam. Leisagurim Pnei Yish is a lav for a Dayan. In a regular case where he's not Mamunel Rabim, that's only Chal once he has a Shem Dayan, Aide Shmiya Satainis, and knowing Lehechan Adinaita, Zok the Rambam, but obviously a Mamunel Rabim, he already has a Shem Dayan with the Minoy even before he hears the Tainis, and Memele, he's not allowed to pull out of the Dentaira even before they start. Adkan the Shtikol, and Adkan the Shir of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.